Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, when we spoke to you last week, gas prices were already trending downward, and they've really done nothing but go down, especially here in Indiana. But it's not just the U.S. petroleum reserves being released by President Biden. There are some other factors, too. What else is contributing to lower prices?
Well, at least for now, oil prices last week, as you mentioned, had declined slightly, not only on the SPR release, but a rise in COVID cases in China, which was causing some lockdowns there. But things have changed. A new week and a new situation. Now the market is focusing more on the possibility that the EU looks closer than ever to issuing sanctions on Russia's energy sector, on coal as well. And so that's boosting the price of oil. At one point last week, oil fell under $99 a barrel, but this morning we're up another dollar and a half back to $105. So my concern is that with the price of oil going back up and with gas prices across Indianapolis down for the last, call it almost month straight, we could be around the corner from a potential price increase.
Would just a typical price cycle have to do with that, or is it just those other factors you mentioned?
Yeah, that's probably what tipped the balance into a price cycle is if oil prices do continue going up, that's going to collide with the 6.5 cent drop we've seen in average prices in Indy across the last week. Some stations are butting up right on that line of profitability, and that's generally when we see one of those price cycles. So, I'm a little worried that there are rising chances for a price cycle at some point here in the next few days.
Okay, so it sounds like what you're saying is if you're someone who needs to get gas, might not be a bad idea to fill up now?
Yeah, especially if you can find it for one of those stations that's under $3.75 a gallon. Looks like there's a dozen or two stations under $3.75. If you can find it for that price, it may not be a bad idea to hedge your bets.
Okay, so as what are some of the other fallout effects of if sanctions are placed on Russia's energy sector? What have you heard about what this could do long term? Obviously, we know it would cause an increase this week, but what do you think down the road how this could affect things?
Well, it could bode poorly for down the road. If the EU does move ahead with sanctions, it's going to put more pressure on the global balance of supply and demand and could further aggravate the price of oil. But if there's anything certain about what lies ahead, it's that uncertainty continues to be the motto of the day. And we've seen a lot of that here in the last few weeks with oil prices all over the place.
And how much overall is this Russia-Ukraine conflict playing into it?
Well, it's still the front seat driver of the market here. The Russia-Ukraine situation, as countries react to Russia's aggression on Ukraine, that continues to basically lead markets higher or lower, depending on the way the headlines go.
So if you're in looking at the geography kind of gas prices in Indiana, is it still looking like what we've normally seen, you know, higher prices up near the Great Lakes region and some lower prices further south?
That's generally pretty true, although I will say looking at average prices today, Indy is quite a bit under the national average. The national average about 418, Indianapolis at about 404. So we're getting to the point where, the Great Lakes are starting to rub up on some of the, we'll say at the lower quartile of prices. The lowest price this morning, Oklahoma, an average of $3.71. Indiana is definitely in the bottom half, although Michigan is just a little bit ahead of Indiana. So watch what happens in Michigan. But like I said, I think the odds are rising that we could see prices cycle later this week, if not sooner.
Okay, well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, he's Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.